Good afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and always a pleasure to spend time with you, the listeners of RBN. Good afternoon. We have a wonderful guest, and I'm going to bring her on right now. Today's guest is Pat Owens. Good afternoon, Pat.
Well, good afternoon, Barbara. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm delighted. I'm going to tell a story to the listeners, a story about you and me. You know, we didn't really know each other, but we became involved through faxes. And in the 90s, I didn't have a computer, and Pat did. And I would get all this interesting information from Pat Owens with my fax machine. And she helped me so much. She was my computer. For years, it went on like that, maybe 1 or 2 years. I finally got on board, but she initially provided information unbelievable and so much an awareness that heretofore I had not had. I was not silent. I didn't look at all of those facts that weren't detached. They would spill out across my living room and into the dining room like pudding, just all over the place. And then I would carefully cut them apart, read what they were. And, you know, they could be talking about the Venona encryptions way back when. Lots of wonderful information. So I would actually spend the time and read these long ribbons of information sent by Pat, cut them where they needed to be cut, folded them up, and put them in envelopes, made copies, sent them out, took them to talk show hosts all about. Pat and I, yes, I could say we've been patriots for a long time.
Yeah, we sure have.
And that shows you what one person can do with information and help someone else. And I remember when I got my first computer, all I could think of was Pat has known all this for so long. So to the listener out there, I'm sharing personal history and story, but I would like to let you know of my admiration and respect for today's guest. She is a businesswoman. For many years has had her own business, a civic leader and a political activist and an American. So we're going to have a good time today introducing the RBN audience to Pat Owens. And many of you across this nation will pick up and say, yeah, I know her because of many loops on the computers where information is set out by Pat Owens. There are a lot of things to talk about today, Pat. I was just going to put a backdrop for where we're going to go. I find it interesting, and you were aware, of course, that there's this meeting that was held yesterday and the day before in Russia, inviting Russia, Chinese heads of state, Malaysia, and even Brazil, right? Brazil was included.
India, too.
And India.
And they call it BRIC, B-R-I-C.
And what about the United States?
Wasn't invited.
Okay, here we'll go to break, and we appreciate that. We're going to go to commercial, listen in. They provide the reason we're here. So listen up, and we'll be right back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, we have to kind of put a backdrop to our discussion today to be helpful. So we've got heads of state meeting in a summit, not in the United States, and the United States is not invited. I would say this would be an alarm bell for a lot of us in America. We have a Congress that is talking about spending a trillion here or losing a trillion there or trillions that are unaccounted for. Just to put that in perspective, a billion days ago, no one walked on the earth on 2 feet. That's a billion days ago. And a billion hours ago, our ancestors were living in the Stone Age. So you get a feel for where we're going with the money, right? A billion minutes ago, just think about that, Jesus was alive. We're hearing that maybe it'll be $1 trillion. But before we leave the idea of Russia and this summit, I would like to suggest that on June the 9th, 2009, in the Sydney Morning Herald, we have a speech and excerpts from Gorbachev. And he's calling what's happening to us the new American Revolution. And he also is saying the current model does not meet the adjustment that it needs to replace and have a new model with energy. The Soviet, like the Soviet Union, and what we did with perestroika. So in this article, he's calling for our perestroika, an American perestroika, and the dissolution like the Soviet Union. And so I thought that was very fascinating that he would be quoted making those requests, Pat, when at the same time, Russia is now emerging with an activity with other nations on financing, economy, and money.
That's correct. And I know China and Russia, and they've all asked for a different type, discuss the role of the dollar in world finance and to remove it. And I find it very interesting that this is going on. And
You know, it's the backdrop of perestroika, I think, was about in 1987. And this is what he talked about. These are the words of the same gentleman that is talking and calling for an American perestroika. Right. In our work and worries, we are motivated by those Leninist ideals and noble endeavors and goals which mobilized the workers of Russia 7 decades ago to fight for the new and happy world of socialism. Perestroika is a continuation of the October Revolution. Is that comforting or what? Not. So in October 1989, a quote from Gorbachev, "The concept, the main idea, lies in the fact that we want to give a new lease on life to socialism through perestroika and to reveal the potential of the socialist system." So he's calling for an American perestroika, and that is out of the Sydney Morning Herald, the date June 9th, 2009. So we've got the idea of what a billion is. We're talking about a trillion maybe for this healthcare project. And I'm going to turn this back to you, Pat. And what are you thinking about these health proposals and how it should go and all of the spending in Washington?
Oh, the healthcare proposal, the public is going to be flooded with covers from Time Magazine, Newsweek, your newspapers, your talk radio shows, and it's going to be up to the individual to try to ferret out what is correct. I'm just going to give, I don't know where to start. Right now, money is flowing out. The special interest groups have given over $36 million to our Congress, to our different people in Congress. I know that Kennedy received over $5 million. This is from the USA Today. They're going to spend $189 million by lobbying groups to kill the health care program. And this is a lot of money, and you add those all up, and that would give approximately, if we have 300,000 people in this country, it would give you everybody, each and every one, about $500,000. So this is how much money is flowing if you could think of receiving $500,000 for doing nothing or stopping a program. But that's how much money is flowing. And when so much money flows, you have to ask why. What are they trying to stop? What are they trying to do? And I found out, you know, the United States does need a new program, whether it's I'm not too into a single payer plan or the universal one, but I do know what we have is not good. And you probably have to have two plans, and whether they're right or not, but a government plan and a private plan for people who can afford it. They have, the United States right now is ranked 37th out of 197 countries in health care, just above Slovenia.
The US, so that's our ranking again? Why don't you repeat that? Were you saying that it was the United States?
The United States is from a UN document, yes. The United States is ranked 37th out of 197 countries in health care, just above Slovenia. The U.S. spends a higher portion of its gross domestic products than any other country. So when we're ranking 37th, that is really bad. And, you know, above Slovenia, we rank low in education, too. But when you think of ranking 37th, you wonder why and who's doing it, you know. So you have a lot of questions that should be asked. Now, with this new program, whichever health one, where are we going to rank? It's just something that has to have questions to. You just can't accept what the government says. You can't accept what any of the companies say. This one drug pharmaceutical company that's leading the way, I received a letter today from some organization called the National Committee to Restore Social Security. They, in 2009, so far have put in $6,900,000 to stop the health care plan. I remember when we had Clinton and she put the health care plan, they spent over $100 million. Well, right now we're getting, we'll be spending close to $1 billion, I imagine, to stop this by the time they're through. Lobbyists, there are four times as many health care lobbyists as there are members of Congress that are registered with the federal government. There are 335 members in Congress. There are 3,605 lobbyists per member. Can you imagine that with the lobbyists? You wonder how much money is flowing, who's getting it, and why. You don't. Actually, they probably should all be banned from the White House at this particular time to get some productive and some information out. The United States death rate, we have life expectancy in the United States is 77 and a half years. The United Kingdom is 78 and a half years. France is 79, and Canada is 80.2. That's the average death rate according to 2006 United Nations Human Development Report. So you've got a lot of things. So the Medicare Plan D hands over $800 billion of our tax dollars to the drug and health industry. That's just the Part D. For all patients, Medicare covers over 75% of the first $2,200 worth of drugs, and then the coverage drops to zero till the patient has paid himself the $5,000 in expenses. No one can pay that amount of money out. I've seen people at Walmart up here. One woman went to get her drugs, and it was a new prescription, and they came back. It was like $400 and some. She had tears in her eyes. She says, "I haven't got that money." They put it back, but there is no medicine that should cost that much, and it costs $200, $400, $300, but this woman, she couldn't afford it. She couldn't get the medicine. And you've got medicine at all costs all over. And there's one drug that one woman had taken and here in the United States, and it's $125. That's for an inhaler for her lungs. She went down to Cuba with a group, and she got that same drug for 65 cents. So the doctor down there, they allowed her to buy the medicine there and bring it back to this country. So there's a lot of things that should be asked of the drug company. There is a group, and it says a brawl over prescription data that's in the New Business Week. There's a company that collects all the data that what doctors order, what prescriptions they write. They get that information of how many times a doctor, particular doctor, orders the prescription, how many times he does, what kind he does. This is more or less like a CIA governing task force on all the doctors. So you wonder, there's too much going on that people should be aware of.
And it's hard to judge. We get the sound bites and all of that, and we look at our own budgets. We're wounded, truly wounded as a nation because of the activities starting maybe in September and maybe even prior to that. But with the downturn in the economy, a lot of people have to make the choices of whether they can have the prescription or they can have gas in their car and or they can have food to eat or shelter. And there is a segment of society that really suffers through all of these things. Plus, with all of that in their situation, they may not have the access or the intellect or the desire to try to follow an issue as it comes right down the path very fast in Washington with this urgency to do all of this all at once. So there's a lot of understanding that needs to take place. People need to be informed and healthy. So we are going to go to a commercial break and be right back.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective,
The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, do you find it just a bit unsettling to have a former leader of Russia refer to the devolving or the unfurling of America and the transformation ongoing as a perestroika for the United States? This is recent in June, and then a perestroika for the entire globe, a global perestroika. I'm going to reiterate what that encompasses because it is very near and dear to our hearts and the survival of a nation that we maybe can identify with, or are we just going to go along for the ride and see the devolving, the unfurling of our country, which is being advocated by Mr. Gorbachev? Remember that he called it a new policy of reconstruction, creating a dependable, effective mechanism for accelerating economic and social progress. Perestroika is a new type of democracy, a socialist self-government, an encouragement of initiative and creative endeavor, improving all water systems and discipline, more glasnost, more criticism and self-criticism. Think in terms of Obama in Europe, in all the spheres of our society. It is utmost respect for the individual and a consideration of personal dignity. That was his description in 1986, his activity of late. September 2008, Gorbachev announced a comeback to Russian politics. On March 20, 2009, Gorbachev met with the U.S. President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden to reset relations between the United States and Russia. On 27th of March 2009, Gorbachev visited Eureka College, Eureka, Illinois, alma mater of President Ronald Reagan, and toured the campus and later traveled to Peoria, Illinois, as a keynote speaker at a Reagan Day dinner. So, are we confused or are we going to listen to what he has to say? This is an interesting time. Also, I'm wanting to know what you think, Pat, about the media and ABC going to program from the White House on this health care issue.
Well, they call it the state television station right now, representing the federal government.
But well, it's kind of an amazing thing, I believe, where they're going to set up on the night of the 24th of June, and I think you'll see the media and government become one right before your eyes.
I know, and I think it's been merging more and more. It was interesting to see, I think NBC, too, Brian Williams had put two-hour show that they split and constantly are showing over and over again, but ABC surprised me a little bit when they did that. They're all kind of tied in, and this is just the, I guess, public relations firm now of the president.
Well, it's interesting because ABC comes right out and says that they alone, and you can imagine the nudging and encouragement from the White House, but they are going to select those who will be in the audience. And they also will select who gets to ask questions, and they will have complete editorial control. So is that a lot of freedom going on there, or unscreened information, or just spontaneity of spirit as this goes forward? I would say that it will be very controlled.
Like the KGB of Russia or Gorbachev, which is what they used to do.
Well, it says that we're just getting close over there. You noted as we were talking about one of the prominent, he's got his hair all fixed just nice now when he comes on. It maybe thinned it out, styled it a little bit, lost some weight. He's ready to roll. I'm talking about Newt Gingrich. And as the GOP seems to be floundering for just who to lead them, he's been emerging on consulting on different channels on Fox News, etc. But you have an interesting little bit of information about how he looked upon things early on, and we were kind of hoodwinked as to who he really was, and we should get that out so the people across this nation will have a little bit of a forewarning as we try to sift things out, spend all the money, get a new health program going, and lots of new legislation. Where will you find Newt Gingrich? Do you have that article?
I have an article. It's from 2001. And
yeah.
They call Gingrich, Toffler, Elvin Toffler, and Gore a peculiar trio that they merged more or less. And he had Gingrich had his 100-day surge through the House of Representatives, and I think they had their platform or whatever. But it turns out that, you know, right now he's trying to come back and put a lead on the party, and it's not correct. He should not even be there. He had this coming out party on September 1994 when Speaker of the House, he put down his the contract on America. I call it contract on America. And
we'll go to Pat, we'll go to break here for a commercial. We'll be right back, and we'll pick it up, and we'll reveal a bit about Newt Gingrich as he's resurfacing for his...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
In case you would like to join with us this hour, please give us a call at 800-313-9443. The number again, 800-313-9443. We'd like to hear from you. And if you've got money to pay for your health care, if you have been served well by the care providers that are so necessary, how do you feel about all of that free health care being bestowed upon illegals in our nation? What about the cost of that? All of those topics we'd be happy to discuss with you if you would be interested to join us. We were talking about Newt Gingrich, and of course, the year was 1994, a few years back, and they had this marvelous win in the House and the Senate. I guess they had an increase of Republicans as well. And Gingrich insisted, didn't he, that every member of the House, or those that had just come in, it may have been just those, but he insisted that they read a certain book, right?
Right.
And it was by Toffler, and the title of your article says Toffler, Gore, and Gingrich. What an interesting grouping. How do they prove that they're connected? What do they tell us?
Well, they have it that Gingrich wasn't what he's supposed to be. Well, Toffler has been a long longtime friend and the authors of Future Shock and the Third Wave. And he began working with Toffler in the early 1970s, and he called it anticipatory democracy, to anticipate something. It's on futurism and the study of interest in forecasting or anticipating the future, on theorizing how to impose control. In other words, it's complete with theories and forecasts, and the article states it would not be a stretch to call it communism with economic vision, for that's what the futurists of the third wave called it. But what is a conservative futurist? That was Newt Gingrich, but he was very liberal in all his thinking. So he wasn't much different from Gore, and now he's trying to make a comeback.
And it's very worthwhile to kind of be on guard. You have these friendly faces appear in your living room or your great room or your TV room. They come in nightly. They take your time. They talk to you. And as they speak of the events of the day, they also could have a certain trend or an agenda that they would like to implant right next to you as you sit in your recliner. They have this extraordinary power, and all of America is in high definition happiness, and they can see things very clearly, but at the same time, your political will or your sensitivity to ideas may be being cultured with something that you're oblivious to. That's a very, very scary fact, isn't it, Pat?
Yes, it's called mind control, and in some ways, because you're being subjected to it from all different sources, the same, maybe few words the same, the pattern the same. So you'll think, oh, I heard that there, and I heard that there, and so that's got to be true. You can't accept that anymore. You just shouldn't accept it anymore. You should ask questions.
We're accepting at our own peril in 2009, and what could be more dear and more concerning to all of us than our own body, the health of our environment, the health of our thinking, the ability to maybe have the medical service and care that you need in a timely fashion. I agree that it shouldn't be so difficult for some to get that they need. And there needs to be some sort of an attending revamp of what we have. But to maybe do wholesale changes all at once, and the speaking of the money part of it is very, very concerning. This is a quote of the president within the last few weeks. Any honest accounting must prepare for the fact that health care reform will require additional costs in the short term in order to reduce spending in the long term. Those are the words of the president. I'm going to repeat them so we get them in our heads. Any honest accounting must prepare for the fact that health care reform will require additional costs in the short term in order to reduce spending in the long term. Mr. Obama said on his Saturday weekly radio address, the additional savings, he said, will rein in unnecessary spending and increase efficiency and the quality of care. Can we trust government?
No, you can't trust government. You have to trust yourself, basically.
I mean, this is incredible, ladies and gentlemen, that we've had sort of a bad time. Let's face it. We had a bad, bad presidency. I thought it couldn't just be anything worse than what we had with the eight years or whatever with George W. Bush. And now we've lost a lot of money in the last quarter of his reign or presidency. We don't know where it went. We all know things are hard. Jobs, oh my, jobs, they're pretty much gone. We have this trade idea. That's where you and I first connected, was trade. And can you imagine a country saying, oh, this is good for us. We'll just take all of our jobs and we'll compete on this global market. We'll just have everything run away, run out, find the least costly labor, and they will bring back cheap goods and everybody will be a consumer. And we don't want to do those jobs anyway because those are hand-involved jobs. We're going to do the high-tech, right? Isn't that what they told us in 94, 95, 96?
That's right, and then we also paid for the companies to go overseas, taxpayer money on some of the companies that did leave, this, you know, went down to Mexico or overseas. We helped pay their way. So,
and did we charge a tariff when they built the cars and brought them back in?
No, but Mexico charged a tariff for everything that came in from the United States to Mexico. They put a tariff on everything we had, in spite of NAFTA or, you know, or whatever. So,
well, yes, they had all those annexes in the NAFTA documents that precluded whatever was happening to the United States. Mexico was, you know, didn't have to worry about that.
That's right.
So, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Just the idea that we are to sit in our comfortable chairs, look at our boxes, and listen and be informed, that won't cut it for you, ladies and gentlemen, America. You and I, we have to do our homework. We have to figure out. We're talking billions here. You know, remember, we're talking billions and how many zeros in a billion, and how do we figure that out? Remember, a billion seconds ago, it was 1959. A billion minutes ago, Jesus was alive. A billion hours ago, our ancestors were living in the Stone Age. A billion days ago, no one walked on the earth with 2 feet. So it's just like very serious here. Do you trust? Can you get along with this? Do we need the same people in Congress? Those are the kind of questions you must constantly be aware of. Ask yourself. An idea here is that Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu has been, and maybe she has it by now, but anyway, she was earlier asking the Congress for $250 billion to rebuild New Orleans. Now, that's a lot of money. And someone broke it down. These are accountants that did this little paper. If you are one of the 674 residents of New Orleans, every man, woman, and child, each of you would receive $516,528 if she is granted that money. I'm just bringing those ideas up to help myself, help us understand the magnitude of the money. So what are a couple of proposals that we're hearing from the Obama administration, putting out some figures for the health care. And this is a decade or a 10-year period, that some of the proposals that have been announced by the White House would be like a $950 billion cost over a decade. Like, strike that. I've got that wrong. $950 billion over a decade in spending cuts. That's what we have to remember. Projected spending cuts and tax increases dedicated to health care expansion. That's close to the trillion or more that experts believe will be needed for this overall plan. I would just like to project that, you know, in watching state legislators and lators, as I know you have been active in going to your legislators and so forth, lots of times they have a bill and it's all happiness and somebody's promoting the bill or is a sponsor, and they put that into law, and then what happens to them? They go away, don't they? They don't stay in the legislature. The citizens don't really remember the name of that person that sponsored that bill, and yet the bill is in effect, and it causes a lot of pain maybe, or maybe it's just wonderful and it's a good bill. But the identity of those legislators who put these things in place sometimes just fades away. Isn't that the case? They just kind of go on to about their business, and yet a lot of impact can be had by the citizen.
And so many go to the drug companies and end up as a lobbyist, maybe not just for drugs, but just for all the special interests, and they become part of the new problem, and they have their ways back into their state legislators or federal government, and it should be banned, but I don't think it ever will be. There's too much money involved.
Well, and how many lobbyists on health care did you say were walking the halls of the Congress? What was that ratio? Was it four to one?
Four to one. There's 2,615, I think I said, of legislators special interest groups, 3,605 lobbyists per member of Congress.
Got it figured, haven't they?
They have it figured, and I'm sure we don't go into Congress with, say, hey, would you like this, or could you afford, can you have this? So many of those legislators, I don't know, but I remember Robert Dole, when he was a legislator, and they made such an outcry of money that we received, so he stopped it. But how he stopped it, he set up a foundation, so it went into the foundation, and people never could find out what went. They didn't have it. They don't really... Access foundations. They let that one alone for many years, since the 50s. So just set up a foundation. People won't know how much money you're getting.
The foundations are this marvelous kind of a blind or a cover for activities, and they get these wonderful lofty ideas. They can become an NGO. They can have a certain agenda, and they're really quite obscure from the run-of-the-mill observations of a lot of folks. They are set over the side. They're kind of like a circle within a circle, or they can do their own thing. Very powerful, very, very dominating in political issues, and they have the money.
They have the money.
And they get it from you, right? They get it from me.
They get it from everybody. And in fact, they were going to investigate foundations in the 1950s. Called the Reese Foundation, Reese Investigation in Congress. And at that time, different things happened. McCarthy was given the name to investigate the Rockefeller Foundation. Well, that all blew apart. But since then, they have never investigated anything. They never got into investigating, and they've never been audited. So how would you like to go along with that in life? I mean, it's pretty interesting. Clinton has this global world foundation, and they all have their foundations, and I don't think you ever read much about that in the press.
No, that seems to be a protected species, so to speak, a protected species. I am interested to observe the swiftness, the direct approach. I think that President Obama is a good communicator. If he needs the teleprompter, he works with that quite well. He's got a good presentation. It's very nice to hear somebody who actually seems to know how to speak with dignity and so forth. And yet, I'm very concerned about the fact that so much has to happen so fast.
That's right, and they're pushing it quite fast. They really are. And that's why people should learn the different health systems and the different types could go on, and it can be stopped if everybody would group together. And back when we did the faxes, we had the Constitutional Convention go on, and the Washington Post did do a story on us. We could reach over 100,000 people at night on fax machines, and we did stop the Constitutional Convention. Well, now we have the Internet, and most everybody has access to the Internet. If they don't, they can go to the library and use it. But that made a powerful pull. We called on state people, we called on federal people, and we really worked hard on it, as you know, and we knew what state was going next and what were they going to vote on. Same thing can be done with the health care, but they have to know the different options and what's available, and that's why I wanted to say some of this stuff here. So it's interesting.
It's reasonable that this issue of health care, to me, in my thinking, should be discussed, and like you just mentioned, there are wonderful technology out there for the use of informing, having this town hall effect where people talk back and forth, and yet we already have said that coming up on the 24th, emanating from the White House, will be so restricted. And in the campaigns that we've had in the last political elections, if you're not aware of how that is staged, you're not really watching. You know, you think, wait a minute, they can have three or four topics and they can't really speak about the illegal invasion. We don't want to talk about that, even though one of the commentators who was conducting a one of the debates, so-called, which they really aren't debates, but he said, well, he'd had so much information and interest on the issue of illegal immigration, but then they really didn't talk about it after he said that. So it is so very controlled, and so heaven help us. We have got to get to the bottom of it and stand up, America, or you will be perestroika and devolved.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.laysemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July. Time goes really fast, doesn't it, Pat? But we really can't trust the numbers, the billions, or feel comfortable with that. So we've said it over and over again, but I do believe we are a wonderful citizenry and so trusting of the political system and are not skeptical enough. And thereafter, so often we become a victim of what is decided in Washington in a very brisk and efficient presentation and a quick vote.
That's right. And we have to open our minds and find out what else is out there. What else is out there? Because we're just going to get swept away.
Some of the new proposals would decrease payments to hospitals and those that provide Medicare services in many different ways. And there have been articles to watch for in the Wall Street Journal. They've been having some really good articles there that talk about how it might hurt hospitals that provide intensive pediatric and trauma care and for participants who use Medicare and Medicaid. So those things are being looked about. And then they're talking about saving these billions. Remember, it's billions now over a 10-year period by increasing payments and more slowly to hospitals and those who create all these marvelous machines that can, you know, see inside you and all those things that you need so much, and others who provide Medicare to patients. So it looks to me like they're targeting the older community and Medicare.
Yes, they are right now. And in our area, I don't know about your area, but they have cut back drastically in the services or whatever you want to call them, the time for appointments. They have said, you know, on Medicare or whatever, Canada has a bad waiting time. I just made a checkup for just a checkup that I have every couple of years. Don't even go every year. And I have a 12-week wait. I think that's just unreal. We have doctors here in our area. You can see them if you have appointments, but if you're hurt, you go to the urgent center right there at the hospital. And you don't get to see your doctor too much. Then we have pictures. I think there's 14 doctors at this. It's part of a big hospital chain, and we live out in more or less not country, but outside of Milwaukee. And of those, 8 of them have posted next to their picture and what they do. Some are internists, some are child care or whatever. We'll accept no Medicare patients this time.
And so, very interesting.
I don't know what area, but I know this one. You can't get in if you're on Medicare. And chiropractors are offering special services, and the ads in those states no excludes Medicare patients. I think it's very interesting. So you're seeing a tide switch over here on the Medicare.
And we just need to stay well on our own.
We need to stay well. Yeah.
Here we go to the top of the hour, and we'll return after the break. Thank you.
With recent internet